Dan Novak.
This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. British Defense Secretary Ben Wallace Monday laid out for members of Parliament the latest package of additional military support Britain will be providing Ukraine in its war against Russia, including a squadron of Challenger 2 battle tanks and AS-90 artillery. Speaking in the House of Commons, Wallace said it was the most significant package of combat power to date to accelerate Ukrainian successes.
We believe that in 2023, increased supplies, improved training, and strengthening diplomatic resolve will enable Ukraine to be successful against Russia's poorly led and now badly equipped armed forces.
The donation of tanks makes Britain the first NATO member nation to supply Ukraine with Western-made tanks. Meanwhile, during a speech in Germany Monday, Poland's prime minister urged the German government to expand its supply of weapons to Ukraine, saying there's no reason to procrastinate. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
At a speech in Berlin, Mateusz Morawiecki calls for decisive actions by Germany.
Ukraine's defeat may become a prelude to World War III. Therefore, today, there is no reason to block support for Kiev, to procrastinate. Thus, I call for decisive actions by German government on all sorts of weapon to be delivered to Ukraine.
He adds he hopes Germany would soon approve a transfer of battle tanks to strengthen Ukrainian defense against Russian forces, adding, helping to repel the Russian invasion of Ukraine is a matter of Europe's survival. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Monday is Martin Luther King Day in the United States, a federal holiday honoring the civil rights leader who won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1964 for his work fighting racism and seeking equal opportunities for black citizens in the United States. He was assassinated 4 years later. U.S. President Joe Biden joined other dignitaries at a Martin Luther King Day breakfast held at the King's former church, the Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia. The civil rights leader's son, Martin Luther King III, addressed the assembled, saying on this day, he reflects on how much more work there is to do.
The question becomes, have we achieved the dream? And the reality is absolutely not. We have made progress and strides, but we still have a long way to go because Dad wanted to eradicate what he called were the triple evils of poverty, racism, and violence.
The Martin Luther King Day holiday is observed on the third Monday of every January. King's actual birthday, January 15th, fell on Sunday. Anti-poverty group Oxfam says companies making big profits as inflation surges around the world should face windfall taxes to help cut global inequality. That's one of the recommendations in a report Oxfam released Monday as the World Economic Forum's annual meeting of political and business elites gets underway in the Swiss ski resort of Davos. Oxfam International Executive Director Gabriella Boucher says the Davos meeting is exactly the place to hold the debate between the world's haves and have-nots.
So our report is called Survival of the Richest because what we see is that the wealthiest 1% of humanity is amassing double the wealth of the 99% of humanity. So that means 1% is taking so much and the 99% in this moment of great crisis are really not getting enough. We know one person in 10 is suffering from hunger and 1.7 billion workers around the world whose wages are not going up at the pace of inflation, for example.
The Oxfam report said that while working class people around the world are struggling, the wealth of the world's billionaires is rising by $2.7 billion every day. Officials say search teams have retrieved the flight data and cockpit voice recorders of a passenger jet plane that plummeted into a gorge on approach to a new airport in the foothills of the Himalayas Sunday. Investigators looking for the cause of Nepal's deadliest plane crash in 30 years. At least 69 of the 72 people aboard were killed, and officials believe the three missing are also dead. Rescuers are still searching the debris Monday for the remaining bodies. They are scattered down a 300-meter deep gorge. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.